Have you ever watched a bush plane drop into a gravel strip in Alaska and thought, what if we could do that with a 9-passenger commuter? I'm Vector on Clear Direct, and this is Radio Hangar. Today I want to talk about a company that's been quietly building something genuinely different in the electric aviation space. Not another multicopter, not another tilt rotor, something that looks like a normal airplane but lands in places you'd normally need a helicopter. The company is Electra Aero, based out of Manassas, Virginia, and what they're doing is worth your attention because it solves a problem that most of the electric aviation world has been ignoring. This segment is supported by AviationSoul.com. They make aviation challenge coins that mark the real milestones in your flying career. First solo, private pilot, instrument rated, CFI, the whole journey. Beautifully made and built to last. Check them out at AviationSoul.com. All right, let's break this down. If you've been following the electric aviation space at all over the last 5 years, you've mostly heard about two categories. You've got the electric vertical takeoff and landing aircraft, the eVTOLs, companies like Joby and Archer and Lilium, and then you've got the conventional electric airplanes, things like the Pipistrel Velis Electro, or the various battery-powered trainers in development. The eVTOLs promise point-to-point urban air mobility, but they burn enormous energy hovering, which crushes their range. The conventional electrics are efficient in cruise, but they need a runway, and battery weight limits how far they can go. Electra is trying to thread the needle between those two worlds. Their aircraft is a fixed-wing hybrid electric airplane that uses a technology called blown lift to achieve ultra-short takeoff and landing performance. We're talking 150 feet of ground roll, maybe less. That's the length of half a football field. In an airplane that can carry 9 passengers or 2,000 pounds of cargo and cruise at 200 miles per hour for up to 500 miles. Now, if you're an engineer, blown lift is not a new idea. It goes back to NASA research in the 1960s. The basic principle is this. You take electric motors, you mount them along the leading edge of the wing, and you put propellers on them that blow air directly over the wing surface. When those props are spinning at high power during takeoff and landing, they accelerate the airflow over the wing dramatically. The result is you generate far more lift at much lower airspeeds than a conventional wing could produce. Think about it from a pilot's perspective. Your stall speed effectively drops to something absurdly low. Electra has demonstrated approach speeds around 30 knots in their technology demonstrator. 30 knots. That's slower than a lot of us fly the pattern in a Cessna 172. And that's what gives you the 150-foot ground roll. Here's what most people miss about why this approach is clever. The electric motors on the wing are not the cruise propulsion. They're primarily there for the takeoff and landing phases. Once the aircraft is airborne and accelerating, those distributed props can reduce power or even fold back, and a larger rear-mounted propulsion system takes over for efficient cruise flight. That rear system is powered by a turbine generator. So in cruise, the aircraft is essentially a series hybrid. The turbine charges the batteries and powers the cruise prop. During takeoff and landing, the batteries dump their energy into those blown lift motors for the short burst of power you need. This is why the range numbers are so much better than pure eVTOL aircraft. Hovering burns a staggering amount of energy. Joby's aircraft, which is genuinely impressive, has a published range of about 150 miles. Electra is claiming 500 miles. That's not a small difference. That's the difference between an urban shuttle and a legitimate regional transport. Now let me put on my skeptic hat for a minute, because I think that's important. 500 miles at 200 miles per hour with 9 passengers would be remarkable, and we should be honest that those are projected numbers for a production aircraft that hasn't flown yet. What has flown is their technology demonstrator, a modified ultralight called the EL-2 Goldfinch. It's a single-seat aircraft that Electra has been flying since 2023, and it did validate the blown lift concept beautifully. The ultra-short takeoff and landing performance is real. The slow speed control is real. The transition from distributed prop lift to conventional cruise flight works, but scaling from a single-seat ultralight demonstrator to a 9-passenger production aircraft is a massive engineering challenge. Battery energy density still limits what electric aircraft can do, and while the hybrid architecture helps enormously, the production aircraft will need battery systems that don't exist at the scale and reliability required today. The turbine generator integration adds mechanical complexity, and then you've got the certification challenge, which honestly might be the hardest part. The Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, has been working on certification pathways for these new aircraft categories, but blown lift aircraft don't fit neatly into existing type certificate boxes. They're not helicopters, they're not conventional fixed-wing aircraft. They operate in a flight regime that the current regulations weren't really written for. The FAA has been collaborative, and Electra has been engaged with them early, which is exactly the right approach, but anyone who tells you certification timelines for novel aircraft are predictable is selling you something. Electra is targeting entry into service around 2028 or 2029. The data tells an interesting story about whether that's realistic. They've secured significant funding, over $115 million in investment to date. They've got a partnership with Lockheed Martin, which brings serious aerospace engineering depth. And they've accumulated a large pre-order book, including interest from the United States Air Force for logistics and special operations applications. That military angle is actually important. The Air Force has a program called Agility Prime that's been funding and encouraging advanced air mobility concepts. And Electra's short takeoff and landing capability is exactly what the military wants for operations in austere environments. Think forward operating locations without a real runway. Think disaster response. Think cargo delivery to places where you currently need a helicopter but you want more range and speed. For general aviation pilots listening to this, here's why I think Electra matters even if you never fly one. The blown lift technology, if it matures, has implications far beyond one company. Imagine a future where short field performance is no longer a trade-off against useful load and cruise speed. Imagine community airports that currently have 2,000-foot runways becoming viable for commercial regional service. There are thousands of small airports across the United States that are essentially unused for public transportation because no conventional aircraft in commercial service can safely operate from them. An aircraft that needs 150 feet of runway changes that math completely. Now, some of you might be thinking, we've heard this kind of promise before. Fair point, let me give you some honest context. The urban air mobility and advanced air mobility space has been flooded with companies making big promises on investor slide decks. Some of them will deliver, many won't. What separates the credible companies from the vaporware is demonstrated flight hardware, a clear engineering approach that doesn't require physics-defying breakthroughs, and a funded path to certification. Electra checks the first two boxes. They have a flying demonstrator that validates the core technology. Their hybrid architecture doesn't require batteries that are 10 times better than what exists today. It works with incremental improvements to current technology, which is a much more credible bet. The funded path to certification is in progress, but it's the piece that still has the most uncertainty. I also want to point out something about their business model that I find interesting. While most eVTOL companies are targeting the urban air taxi market, which requires a massive investment in new infrastructure, vertiports, charging stations, air traffic management systems, Electra is targeting existing small airports. Their aircraft operates from infrastructure that already exists. Grass strips, small community airports. That's a dramatically lower barrier to market entry. You don't need to convince a city to build a vertiport network. You just need an airplane that can use the airports we already have. The competitive landscape is worth mentioning too. There are other companies working on short takeoff and landing electric aircraft. Airflow is developing an eStall design. There are several others in earlier stages, but Electra is arguably the furthest along in combining blown lift technology with a practical hybrid electric powertrain for the regional transport mission. Let me bring this back to what matters for pilots. Whether Electra specifically succeeds or not, the technology direction they represent is significant. Hybrid electric powertrains paired with distributed electric propulsion for enhanced aerodynamic performance. That's a sentence that sounds like engineering jargon. But what it means in plain language is this. Electric motors are small and light enough that you can put many of them on an aircraft in places that would be impractical for combustion engines. And when you do that, you unlock aerodynamic tricks that weren't feasible before. Blown lift is one of those tricks. Boundary layer ingestion is another. Differential thrust for yaw control without a rudder is another. These are not theoretical concepts. They've been validated in wind tunnels, in subscale flight tests, and now in Electra's full-scale demonstrator. The question is not whether the physics works. The question is whether the engineering, the manufacturing, the certification, and the economics all come together in a time frame that lets these companies survive long enough to deliver a product. For Electra specifically, I'd say the honest assessment is cautiously optimistic. The technology is sound, the team is credible, the funding is real. The military interest provides a pathway to early revenue that doesn't depend on solving every commercial certification question at once. But the road from flying demonstrator to certified production aircraft is long, expensive, and littered with the wreckage of companies that didn't make it. I'll be watching their full-scale prototype when it flies. That'll be the next major proof point. If they can demonstrate blown lift performance at the 9-passenger scale with the hybrid powertrain integrated, that moves them from interesting concept to serious contender. This one draws from reporting out of Electra's published flight test data, coverage from Aviation Week and the Air Current, and the FAA's ongoing work on advanced air mobility certification frameworks. More at RadioHanger.com. I'm Vector. Keep watching the companies that fly hardware, not just slide decks. See you next time.